From your home of bracket burning and draft mocking, semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah, man. How we doing?
You're right.
Yes. Let's catch you up real quick. Weather, how's it look?
It's dark.
Dark, seasonal. It is seasonal. It's Tuesday. If anybody keeping track at home, it's probably rained tomorrow and snowed.
Yeah.
And by the time Friday rolls around,
thunderstorms maybe tomorrow.
And by the time Friday and you hear this, it's going to be 65 degrees. You will have watched a Badger game.
Have they?
You will, yep, Thursday.
Oh.
Thursday evening, I want to say 6:20, 7:20 in the evening.
So if you're listening right now, it was last night.
Yes, sir. We're doing another Tuesday spot. So, yep, the NCAA tournament started just a couple minutes ago, actually. The first four. Is these two? There's two 16 seeds playing against each other.
Sure.
I don't know how long that's been. I want to say just a couple of years, but it's probably been 10 years now of expanded tournament where there's 68 teams now, not 64. So as a result, there is extra games, and so there's two 16 seeds playing tonight, and then there's two 11 seeds are playing later today, tonight, something like that.
One of them already played.
South Alabama versus
Alabama State versus St. Francis.
Ooh, who won?
Alabama State.
Yeah, one for one. My bracket has started out successfully, one for one. Way to go.
Good job.
Yep. Yeah, no, just 67 more games to get right.
And, USC and San Diego State play 8-13.
I kind of like that. And this is why the NCAA tournament for me is the best sporting event in it for me. You know,
for
it's
you.
That month long. Where I'm learning about teams, like
sure.
I said, USC versus San Diego State. San Diego State a few years ago was a Final Four team, a real surprise
sure.
Final Four team. USC has been good at football for a really long time. They're the Big Ten representative all of a sudden.
Is that the team that everybody said they didn't deserve to be in?
That was North Carolina. On Sunday when they do the selection
sure.
show, even when you flesh that out to go to 68 teams, the 69 through 74th team will say, all have the same argument. Why not us? Why them? North Carolina was that last team in. But, you know, they're North Carolina. They move the needle. People watch. They have All-Americans. They have as good a chance of winning four games to make it to a Final Four as just about anybody. And I don't even know a lot about North Carolina as a roster. I just know they're all-Americans and
sure.
have been for the last 40 years.
Sure.
So, yeah, so I'm going to be watching. As a kid, my mom was always nice enough to let me skip school on the day that...
good job, Mom.
She's the best. On the opening day for the Badgers, whatever that Badger game was, yeah, I got to watch. Because it used to be just one channel.
Oh, yeah.
It used to just be on CBS. There was an 11 o'clock game.
Now it's on like five or four channels.
You can watch it. There's an app that gets you... It's on True TV, TNT... and maybe even TBS, along with the CBS broadcast. Yeah, you can get four games at... There's always four games going on. It's overload. They've kind of done what every single... They've followed the Major League or the NFL model. Let's just keep them going on every day of the week. Let's put more games out there, more eyes. We'll watch more games, and that's been the case for the tournament. Expanding the tournament hasn't lessened the quality of any of these NCAA tournaments. I don't think anybody can say, oh, this wasn't a good year. Every year is a good year for the NCAA tournament. The transfer portal
yes.
has made such a difference in college basketball, more than in college football. Because in college football, the big guys are always going to be the big guys.
Sure.
Alabama is always going to be the best. You know, USC.
Except for last year.
Except for last year. But even last year, they won.
There.
Still up there. In college basketball, if you're in the transfer portal era, if your team has a booster with some money,
sure,
and it doesn't take a ton of those boosters, there was a roster. I think it was like $5 million or $6 million to put together the Duke roster for what the NIL paid out.
Sure,
Texas Tech basketball. BYU basketball. BYU is home to Brigham Young University. Apparently, has boosters. Tech money. They have signed the last 2 years two of the biggest high school recruit seniors in the country. These countries are signing a purity pledge, but they're getting paid $6 million a year to come to Brigham Young University. Not Duke, not North Carolina, not UCLA. Well,
at least it's now all open and out in the air, you know.
Oh, it feels a lot better. Yep, it really does. You're seeing fifth-year seniors. You're seeing guys who might have played for four schools, but the quality of play is better because guys are playing at schools they want to be at.
Sure.
Makes a huge difference if your job is now paying you money instead of being an intern and you can do it anywhere you want. It's made the quality of basketball better. It's also made these games really, really unpredictable.
Sure.
It wouldn't be surprising if we handed the first person to walk past us today a bracket and asked them to fill it out, and me with some knowledge and you with a middling amount of knowledge filled out a bracket, I wouldn't say any of us would have an advantage over anybody else.
Sure.
Based on team colors, you could have a decent chance. Based on coolest nicknames, favorite player.
It's always that one non-real fan.
Correct.
In the office that's going, well, I like that team. That sounds cool. Let's do that team all the way.
No, I was helping the wife fill out her bracket for her job, and I was realizing it's a lottery ticket. You might as well go buy a couple of scratchers for that $5. But it's always really, really fun to me. This time of year, like I said, I could take off work. I could watch 65 games and not even really have to root for any of them to really enjoy all of this. So we got, like I said, the Badgers play on Thursday.
Where do they play?
They play, it's either Montana or Montana State.
Montana. Yeah, number 14 Montana.
Number 14 seeded Montana. They're playing, the Badgers ended up in the East bracket. Yeah, it's kind of an oddity how they decide when and where these teams go. Because Wisconsin had a really legitimate case. There's Milwaukee games in Milwaukee this year. They have the opening rounds of the tournament are played in Milwaukee. It would have been a really good opportunity for the Badgers, being a 3 or a 4 seed, to be in the Midwest. That's worth a win or two, really, because your first two rounds are played essentially as close to home as you possibly can. They did not. They're in the East bracket. They're in the same bracket as a Duke, who, if I was going to pick a team to win, that would be my team to win it all. Doesn't bode well for the Badgers necessarily, but Montana won there. I think it's the Big Sky Conference.
It makes sense.
It is. They won their conference. They won their regular season and postseason tournament. So they ended up as a 14th seed, but they won 25 games this year. The Badgers also won 22, 23 games. They won it. They were finished fourth in the Big Ten, 13-7. They're on paper, they're favored by, get this, 16.5 points. So you would like to say this is an opportunity for a Badger victory. I guess if anybody out there is a Badger fan, they know that is the opening rounds of these tournaments are just nail biters. I've watched them lose to some really bad teams. I've watched them lose to really good teams. Pepperdine beat them in the opening. I've watched a lot of oddities with the Badgers over the last, I've been watching since 1990. So, 35 years worth of watching the Badgers. Seems like they make the tournament about every year.
And they're out.
And, well, they had a good run.
They went to the Final Four, didn't they, 1 year?
There's more than 1 year. They had some years in the Dick Bennett era, in the Bo Ryan era, where they were Final Four teams. They made, with a couple of McDonald's All-Americans on their teams, Frank Kaminsky, Frank the Tank Kaminsky.
Oh, sure.
Was a two-time All-American, was a Naismith Player of the Year. Badgers beat some really good teams to make it all the way to the Final Four. They should have won a championship that year. That was their year. They're never that great. They're a third, they're a 10th or 12th best team in the country. You could make an argument for them to win nearly every game that they're in this bracket. Except, like I said, they have to go against a Duke University that is not just filled with all Americans, because the Badgers have won. The Badgers, for the first time in quite a while, have a McDonald's All-American, McDonald's first team. I believe John Tanji was a second team All-American this year.
Okay.
He was a guard that transferred in from Missouri.
Okay.
And he averaged, there was a point in the season early where he was averaging 25 a game. He was a top 5 scorer in the country. And he kind of leveled out a little bit, but he is just, he's a fifth-year senior, six-year senior. He plays like it. You can see a guy that just takes every shot. He can. He has all the confidence in the world.
What's his name?
John Tanji.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was a first-team All-Big Ten.
Didn't score a lot that last game.
And that was just it. Is towards the end of the year, he kind of leveled out a little bit. There were other guys on that roster that really did step up over the last couple of weeks to fill the void, because John Tanji, like I said, went from being 25 a game getting 15 a game. Somebody has to step up. The Badgers lost a couple of those games, but they still looked. John Blackwell, sophomore, started every single game this year, was a fantastic defender, real athletic at 6'5". In college, a guy at 6'5", 200, can guard pretty much everybody on the court. He's been a great addition. Nolan Winter got his average up to 10-6 as a sophomore big man for the Badgers. I want to get excited about what that means for the future of the Badgers. But the transfer portal.
Yeah.
If you get too excited about a Badger, he ends up like AJ Storr transferring out, going to Kansas. He ends up like Johnny Davis leaving a year early. Chucky Hepburn was their starting point guard last year, transferred out as a senior grad student, went to Louisville, was a first team All Big East. He averaged 20 plus a game and never touched that anywhere near that for the Badgers. The transfer portal has really made it hard to, you're not rooting for players. Yeah. It really is a rooting for the university again, which is, as a Badger fan, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
So I think everybody should just hurry up and watch that game, huddle around, root really loudly, because you know, if you can win one, they can go on a nice heater. They have the ability to beat Duke if they are playing well. You know, they feature a lot of seniors.
Okay.
They're missing one of the elements. There's two things that are really, really important to win an NCAA tournament. You need a great coach, you need senior leadership, and you need guard play.
Coach?
The two out of three ain't bad. They have an All-American guard who's a senior. Their starting lineup has three seniors on it. Their eight-man rotation features, I want to say, five seniors, which is in this day and era is great. Greg Gard has earned my has earned my appreciation this year.
That's big.
I know it means a lot to him. It's a lot for me to say out loud, because spent a good amount of the Greg Gard era just bemoaning same old, same old.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch. Underwhelming recruiting, watching guys from in state go to other places all over the country, become McDonald's All Americans, not go to Wisconsin. I've watched them come up short in Big Ten tournament games, down the stretch here and there.
At least your team's in the big dance.
I didn't want to ask how Minnesota did, because I know how they did. They finished second to last in the Big Ten Conference. Yeah. They were not good.
Did they even go to the NIT one?
No. There's not just an NIT that they missed. There's something called like the Collegiate something or other tournament. Mm. They also missed that.
Yeah.
They were not good.
We're all right in football.
You're a hockey school?
And hockey.
You're a wrestling school?
Yep.
And you're a football school?
Yep.
Okay, that counts. Those are
right. Tennis and volleyball in there too.
I don't know how good they are at those. I cannot confirm. I know that they're good at hockey, and I know that they're not good at basketball. That's been the case for my entire sporting career. And I'm fine with that. I can talk more about who I think is going to win the tournament.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes
based
left.
I could give you some really unprofessional breakdowns on why I think...
Non-scientific.
Not very non-scientific, based clearly just on... I've watched about 25 college basketball games this year.
Sure.
Which is a lot. I guess if you're sitting at home thinking like, well, it's about 20 more than I watched this year.
It's 24 more than I watched.
Okay. Yep. And I've watched, I don't know, countless hours of SportsCenter. A late night SportsCenter will fill your brain with all the college basketball knowledge you need, because they play late at night.
Yep.
I've listened to about 2 hours of sports radio every day for an entire, you know, drive to and from work.
And right now they're giving you all the information for the college brackets.
It's the time where some of these college basketball guys, Dick Vitale comes out of hibernation for this month of the year.
Because he can.
Because absolutely, he's earned it. He's been on forever. I can tell you that amongst the best teams in the country, former UW-Milwaukee coach Bruce Pearl, when UW-Milwaukee 100,000 years ago went to the Final Four, Bruce Pearl was their coach. He's gone to different places. He's at Auburn now. Auburn features Jeanne Broome, who is a fifth-year senior, 6'9", postman from Auburn. Like, he's a McDonald. He's the first-team All-American, maybe the Naismith Player of the Year. He's averaging 20-plus, 10 rebounds. He's the prototypical five-year college guy. You know, he's experienced and big, and that's what you need coming into the – that's how you win four games in 2 weeks, is riding the back of the best player in the country. So I think Auburn, Duke's got five – they recruited five McDonald's All-Americans.
Don't they have one guy that's out, though, right now?
Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick in the draft this coming year. He's a 6'10" forward out of New Hampshire.
Is Duke the overall number one of the whole?
Duke is not the overall number one. I'm fairly certain that's Auburn.
Because Duke has a bye?
No, that is what it is the
play-in.
The play-in games that are happening today, and I believe they're tomorrow. Those 16 seeds go on to play. So because it was always, for every year, there was a 16 versus a 1. A 16 seed would never beat the number 1 seed. So you're basically, you're making the tournament.
Not never.
And it happened finally about, you know, 5-6 years ago. And it's happened a couple times in women's college basketball, but doesn't happen too frequently. So they've moved this play-in game around to guarantee that as a 16 seed, which is typically a small school, it's almost always the winner of the MEAC conference or the Big Sky conference or...
SIU Edwardville playing Houston.
Correct, Southern Illinois Edwardville. Yeah,
oh, look at that.
Correct. Yep, there. That's how much I've been paying. I watched actually one of their games, you know, late night. These 16 seeds are going to win a game, so they actually go into this 1 versus 16 on actually kind of a roll. You know, like they had to win all their conference tournament games. Sure. They've had to travel to a neutral site. They had to beat some other school. They're warmed up and ready to go. They're still not going to beat.
They're not talented enough to beat.
They're really not. There isn't. Duke has their top seven guys are all first round picks. If you're a Southern Illinois Edwardsville, you might have some guys who play over in Europe. You might have some future coaches on your roster, but you don't have any athletic. You don't have any athletic talent like a Duke, like an Auburn, like...
You don't have the money.
You don't... Well, you will... That's... No, absolutely not. The NIL works the same if you're South Illinois Edwardsville, only you're trying to get guys from Division II schools. You're trying to find the best Division III and JUCO players to pay...
They're recruiting UWL Eagles.
Correct. No, 100%. If you're if you're the All-American from the Viterbo University, a place like Edwardsville is looking to recruit you to level up from D3 to low Division I. Yes. Yeah. No, it's not the same. It's barely the same sport. It's definitely not the same playing field. But I'll still... I said I root and watch because... I can't tell you the stories coming into the season.
Sure.
It's been a really balanced, really, really balanced, even college basketball year. There isn't that overwhelming talent like
UConn.
Correct.
From last year.
Yep. There isn't that team where you can say, oh, that's how you end up with a back-to-back champion.
Is UConn even in it this year?
Yes. I believe so. Yeah, you might have to check, actually. The selection show was Sunday evening. I admittedly was at work. I've been trying to get caught up. I filled out a bunch of brackets.
UConn's number 8.
There we go.
West.
Yeah, I thought so. They based on rep alone, and they've won 20 games, and coach should have
gone to the LA Lakers.
That's true. Mm. The coach has had a down year compared to what he could have been into. Next week, we'll talk about the first week of the tournament because there's always some stories that kind of...
There's always a Cinderella.
that develops themselves. By this time next week, you'll be in the third round of the tournament, which means by there'll be a 12 or a 13 seed that's won two games.
Sure.
By this time, which is always kind of those are the fun stories to talk about. It's, you know, there's always some bad injury that happens. There's always some really disappointed number two seed.
And never goes smooth.
Nope. I'm really hoping we don't have to hear about how a 14 seed Montana knocked off the Badgers. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to get too into it. The Badgers have more talent than at least half of the teams in this tournament.
I guess you'll find out.
So I guess we will. Yes, I will be tuned in on Thursday evening.
Thursday at 12:30.
Thursday at 12. Is it afternooner? Okay. Well, I am gonna call into work. Fantastic. Sorry guys. Sorry work. You'll just have to deal with that. I am gonna watch. I'm gonna sit on my couch. I'm gonna eat meat. I'm gonna cheer loudly.
12:30 Central.
Fantastic. Thursday. Okay, everybody, come over. I'll be hanging out at the house.
It'll be on TNT.
Yes, it will. All right, good. We're going to talk in depth about that. The other thing that has happened in my world of sports,
free agency.
It
really was last week, and that was the high point of it.
And when your favorite teams end up getting nickel corners, interior linemen.
I'm happy that my team got interior linemen, both defensive and offense.
But it isn't something.
It's not flashy.
That makes it. It's not like getting a. You remember when
DK Metcalf
to the Steelers? It's not a big. It's not Terrell Owens going somewhere. It's not a
Sam
big,
Darnold to the Seahawks getting Cooper Kupp.
I mean, if you're Seattle, your team is better, but not a ton better than it was last year, right? Like Sam Darnold.
We'll find out if it's the system or Sam Darnold.
Right, Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp versus Geno Smith and DK Metcalf doesn't. Feel like any of those are better. The problem with
Cooper Kupp was he couldn't stay healthy.
Correct.
So
most wide receivers that get over 30
Sam
don't get
Darnold
healthier.
Was coaching.
And so that's what I mean is these free agents weren't without their lumps and warts and things that made you say, well, that's how they're a free agent. Sam Darnold, in a perfect world, as a number three pick 5 years ago, would have been signing a 6-year, $330 million contract like Josh Allen signed this year.
3-year, 100-some million. So
that's not nearly as exciting.
It's way better than he was a year ago.
Oh yeah, no, he was scrap heap.
He got $10 million last year.
That's how the backup quarterback for the Vikings becomes a wanted position in the NFL. All of a sudden,
He was it. That was the domino kind of to fall.
I saw Josh Dobbs found himself another team again.
Yeah, 49ers.
Sure, perfect.
Why not?
It's gonna the circle. That's how the circle works. No, I mean, free agency doesn't – I saw the Packers signed Miko Hardeman today, who was the stretch-the-field wide receiver for the Chiefs.
Meh.
Exactly. They had a couple of those.
He's not a number one.
They have – and that's – no, they don't have one. We talked about this. It's going on year three.
Yeah.
Since letting Davante Adams go, since acquiescing to his request to leave – The Packers still haven't found a number one wide receiver. They've been looking for years and years now, drafting guys in the second round, hoping that this guy or that guy is that guy. And they still don't have that guy on their roster. Their best receiver might be, I don't know, Tucker Kraft. I'm not really sure. Yeah, getting this part of the season as a Packer fan. It wasn't last year. Last year at this time, they, within 2 days of free agency, had signed their targets. They got a number one running back, and they got a number one safety. They got the two best players they could possibly have gotten for that roster because Saquon Barkley was not coming to the Packers.
I mean, you got Aaron Banks.
Right. He's a guard. A guard for the 49ers.
Minnesota traded.
I saw.
Traded 49ers for Jordan Mason.
Yeah, they got themselves the running back that they needed to complement
Aaron Jones.
Right. No, that's, like I said, those aren't things that look flashy on paper. And I think the best signings in free agency happened with the Vikings, though.
I mean,
Between getting an interior lineman, the center that they needed, and getting Jonathan Allen, a defensive tackle that their defense clearly needed too. Although a guy like that would have looked great on everybody's roster.
I mean, between Jonathan Allen, Javon Hargrave, Eric Wilson, even. I mean, they just strengthened it.
Mm-hmm.
Theo Jackson stayed. Harrison Smith came back.
Yeah, that's,
for the leadership.
I said that's not an exciting thing, but that's how you win. All they needed was one more win.
Yeah,
right?
But like if you're is exciting, especially on the offense, because we have a new center.
Because you can envision that being the things that win that one or two more games.
Because
you know?
Those last two games we lost,
yes.
It was not good. The O-line was not good.
And your defense obviously was worn down by the end of the year too, as most are. No, the if you're the Bears got a little better.
Maybe.
The Lions, the Bears spent so much money on offensive line that they have to be better than they were last year. They have to, or everybody can every coach on that team can get fired again. They can just keep firing coaches every couple of years.
Technically, you got 3 years on it though.
They actually got better just based on coach, right? Like that was their free agent's pick.
You would hope so. Ben Johnson looks like he's going to be that kid.
Ben Johnson has been talked about for a couple of years as the next big coach.
Sure.
So if it's one of those things where everybody would have to be wrong, typically they're not. This is that when Sean McVay got hired for the Rams, everybody said, "Oh, this guy you've never heard of, he's going to be great," and everybody was right. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. The Bears clearly did not hire a Super Bowl winning coach because they're the Bears, so they couldn't win a Super Bowl. So they're not getting a Super Bowl winning coach either. So if you're the Detroit lost. I mean, Detroit lost as much in free agency based on just coaches. I don't know what they lost on actual roster.
I didn't look here.
But if they lost their offensive coach and defensive coach, that to me
and some of their staff because some of those staff members went with Glenn and Aaron Glenn and
that feels like the stuff that can make you lose a game or two. That one or two game
ask
difference.
Philadelphia last year.
Correct. You could see that out of Detroit. And if you're the two teams below them, just a game below them, boy, that would feel really good. And Green Bay both. You know, you're really, really hoping you close the gap just on.
Really hoping our J.J. McCarthy is going to be what he is. It's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. Hopefully.
It's been a while since there's been such a big bust as a first round quarterback, right? Like, I mean, Anthony Richardson might be a bust.
Yeah.
But there,
there's no way that I think with all the scouting and all the things we've seen, and you're not going to get another Jamarcus Russell.
Right, that's what I mean. Is the ability to miss that badly and to see the obvious signs that this guy's going to J.J. McCarthy looks like a real quarterback. He
like I said, if he would have waited and came out this year in the draft, he would have been number one quarterback.
Sam Darnold probably owes him about $10 million. Yeah, if Sam Darnold can pick up dinner for J.J. McCarthy the next time he sees him.
1 minute left.
No way.
That was pretty good on the basketball stuff, man.
Nailed it. Yeah, no, I stretched that one out.
I did everything I could from falling asleep, but yeah.
Just wait till next week. I will be even more excited about college basketball.
I'm going to teach you how to do the buttons.
I'm going to spend a week watching college basketball. I'm going to come in strong on that one.
30 seconds.
Darn. Well, what else do you want to talk about?
Not much.
I got the Brewers. Is it the first games of the baseball season started today? They went to Japan.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. They went to Japan. Dodgers, Cubs.
Cubs lost
4-1. Shohei Ohtani is back. He is a pitcher and a hitter again this year.
Oh, is he?
I'm excited about the baseball season. Cannot wait. So I think next week we're going to talk so much Badger and Brewers. That's it. Have a great one, everybody. See you soon. Bye.